Hey, this is Nikki on Rock 94.7, and today I'm talking with Jane Graham Jennings from the Women's Community in Wausau. How you doing today?
Doing all right, thanks.
Good. I want to talk to you about something that is super important that a lot of people probably aren't thinking about at this time, and that's the fact that not everyone is safer at home. When you're stuck at home 24/7 with your abuser, you're not safe.
That's true. This causes some real concern for a lot of homes. Before this, they weren't safe, and the safety came in the ability to be able to go somewhere else, to separate and to be able to go to work. And that's kind of a free space, so that gives people who are suffering in violent homes a space to be. And so being in a home where there's a risk of abuse or there has been abuse can be really scary and dangerous for families.
And what's really difficult is when you're stuck with that person 24/7, how do you get help?
Well, that really depends on each individual situation. I think it's really important for people to understand that relationships that were healthy prior to this don't suddenly become abusive. This is really the power and control pattern that has existed in that relationship prior to this. People are going to be more stressed out. People are going to have higher tensions. There may be more arguing. That's normal stress patterns. What we're really concerned about is the pattern of control and manipulation that had been happening prior to the safe at home order. So in thinking about that, it didn't suddenly become an abusive relationship. It's something that people were experiencing before and now trying to figure out how they can access safety. So the women's community and all the other actually domestic abuse agencies within the state are still providing services. So the 24-hour support lines are always available. There's a national domestic violence hotline that people can call. There's a national domestic violence text line that people could text to connect them to services in their area. So people, we are still here providing support and services. What's a little bit more difficult at this point is if a victim is able to get to a place where they're able to make that phone call.
Yeah, and that's what's great about having that text line, because it's probably a lot easier for someone in a relationship like that to be able to send a text without their partner knowing, as opposed to making a phone call.
Exactly. So there are text lines available, too, for people who aren't able to verbally call. That has some issues as well, because the advocates on the other end need to make sure that they're talking with someone who needs safety and not someone who's presenting otherwise. But there are ways that we work with that to the best of our ability. So for people who can't talk, the other thing that's really important for people to understand is if you are in fear of being harmed, call the police. Mm-hmm. If you are in danger, if someone is hurting you physically, the police are still there also. And this is important that people get the help they need. Also for people to know, we can help them as well with restraining orders. So the court systems are still open and providing what they can. It's done a little bit differently right now, but we can do some online processing of restraining orders, and we can help people walk through that so that if they are in danger and they need the dangerous person to leave their home, if they can file a restraining order, they can ask for that person to be forced to leave the home. So that's an option for people as well. There are a lot of parameters with restraining orders, a lot of things that people need to think about. So that's something that advocates can help them walk through to make sure that a restraining order is in their best interest and is going to provide more safety and not increase risk of harm. So those are things that advocates can help people talk through as they're trying to explore their options of how to stay safe.
And one thing that I think it's important for people to know is, even though your title is the women's community, you serve more than just women in our community.
We serve anyone who is a victim of abuse, adult, men, women, transgender, gay, lesbian, anyone who has been a victim. We are available to help you and help you figure out how to stay safe.
So how can people get a hold of you? How can people find help?
They can go to our website, and we have an information if they need to email. They can email that, and we will get them connected to an advocate. Our website is www.womenscommunity.org. Our 24-hour support line is always answered by a person, 888-665-1234, or 715-842-7323. That is always answered. So those are the best ways to reach us at this point. We do have a Facebook page as well if people message us there. I just always caution that that is not under our control of confidentiality. So if someone needs to reach out at that point, we can do that, but to give us another way to contact them safely, because again, we are not in charge of who can see the messages in Facebook. So there are a few different ways to access us. And again, if someone needs to text, there is a national text hotline that can help people walk through what they need. We are locally working on a text line, but that has not been established yet.
Now, you guys have had fundraising events that have been canceled due to COVID-19. So if people want to help with funding the great work that you do, how can they donate?
They can, you know, old-fashioned way, mail us a check. We can take checks, or they can go onto our website again, and we have a PayPal account, so they can go into our website, click the donate page, and that will walk them through the PayPal donation as well. So there's any number of ways that people could support and help us make sure we can reach people who are in need of services.
All right, Jane, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you. Be safe.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.